Good afternoon. This is Tamara reading the Rantoul Press for the week of April 22nd. We'll start with some local news. Rantoul Chamber offers 30-day challenge to visit area parks and facilities. The Rantoul Area Chamber of Commerce has created a 30-day challenge in hopes to keep people motivated and hopeful. Here's the link for the Village of Rantoul Paths. village.rantoul.il.us. Day 1, Ryan Park Path. Day 2, Maplewood Path. Day 3, Maplewood Park Path. Day 4, Wabash Park Path. Day 5, Chanute Air Force Base Path. Day 6, Rudzinski Pond Path. Day 7, Heritage Lake Park. Day 8, Glenwood Park. Day 9, Kickapoo Rail Trail. Access in St. Joe. You can also get more information about the Kickapoo Rail Trail online at the Champaign County Forest Preserve website. Day 10, Homer Lake. Taylor Studios Incorporated has a sculpture here that you can walk under and through. Can you guess it? There's a site on the Champaign County Forest Preserve also for Homer Lake. Day 11, Hessel Park Path in Champaign. Day 12, Meadowbrook Park. Aside from this year, there's a wine festival here every year. Day 13 is Middle Fork Forest Preserve. Day 14, Boulware Trail, Champaign Parks. Day 15, Mattis Park. Day 16, Busey Woods. Day 17, Kaufman Lake. Day 18, Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve. Day 19, Robeson Park. Day 20, Westside Park, Champaign. Day 21, Helms Park. Day 22, Boneyard Greenway. Day 23, Dodds Park. Day 24, Centennial Park. Day 25, Allerton Park and Retreat Center. Day 26, Lake Vermilion County. Day 27, Heron County Park, Danville, which has a wetlands boardwalk with a lookout tower. Day 28, Kennecuck County Park, Danville. Day 29, Espensheed Park next to Fetch Dog Park, walk trail and workout instruction signs, 65 acres. You don't need a membership for the trail portions, only the dog enclosure area. And finally, day 30, Forest Glen Preserve near Georgetown, which has trails and a lookout tower. I hope this introduced you to some new parks where you certainly can go walking and enjoy the outdoors. Rantoul resident gets a welcome back from Afghanistan. Family and friends of Staff Sergeant William Robeson couldn't gather together to welcome him back from Afghanistan Friday, so they did the next best thing. They held a parade of vehicles in his honor. We're surprising him. We're making up signs and putting them up around town, and we'll surprise him with a car parade down his street, his mother, Beverly Robeson, said earlier in the week. Several of the parade goers had signs in their vehicles welcoming the 32-year-old back from his stint overseas, his second. They gathered in the parking lot at Rantoul Youth Center and then drove up Maplewood Drive to his home in the 1,000 block of Englewood. Robeson is with the National Guard out of Kankakee. He and his wife Emily have two children, McKinley 6 and Gibson 7 months old. He had never seen Gibson in person since he was stationed in Afghanistan in September. They were able to keep in touch online via Skype. It's going to be great to come back, Robeson said, from Fort Bliss, Texas, where he was stationed for a time, after flying back from the Middle East. I'm going to be doing a little self-isolation and slowly and surely branch back out and explore again. Things were vastly different in the world when Robeson headed overseas. It was before the onslaught of COVID-19, which led to quarantines. Robeson wasn't allowed to say too much about his service overseas other than our main mission was we were guardian angels, which is a personal security detail for a one-star general. When we flew to locations in Afghanistan and during his meetings, we pulled security and made sure he was secure at all times. Robeson, who has been in the National Guard since 2007, also pulled a stint in Afghanistan in 2008 and 9, serving in the Mitlaram district in the center of Laman province. Robeson's other job is a lineman for AT&T in Urbana. Vehicle levels hydrant, crashes through fence, catches fire. From Rantoul. Police continue to search for the driver of a vehicle that leveled a hydrant, slammed through a fence, and caught fire early Monday morning. Rantoul Police Chief Tony Brown said the driver fled the scene. There were no license plates on the vehicle. Brown said police are trying to determine if the fire was a result of the accident or was intentionally set. Rantoul Fire Chief Ken Water said the vehicle, a Dodge Durango SUV, came to rest about 5 feet from a building, which sustained scorch marks. The accident happened at the corner of Urbana Avenue and Eagle Drive. Firefighters were called at 1:04 a.m. Apparently, the driver missed the corner, ran over a fire hydrant, and went through the fence, and the vehicle caught fire, Water said. The vehicle was a total loss. No injuries were reported. 10 firefighters were at the scene for about 90 minutes. IHSA officials cancel 2020 spring sports state tournaments. What for some time seemed inevitable is now official. IHSA officials on Tuesday canceled all spring sports state series following the organization's April Board of Directors meeting via video conference. The decision comes on the heels of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker last Friday putting an end to in-school learning for the remainder of the 19-20 academic year in response to the coronavirus pandemic. We support the decision by Governor Pritzker and the Illinois State Board of Education, and given the logistics, we simply felt we could not conduct state tournaments that meet the expectations of our member schools this spring, IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson said in a statement. As disappointing as it may be for students, it is the right decision for their health and safety, as well as for the health and safety of the general public, as we cope with this unprecedented pandemic. This decision affects baseball, softball, girls soccer, track and field, boys tennis and bass fishing locally, as well as girls badminton, boys gymnastics, water polo, lacrosse, and boys volleyball at schools with those sports. The IHSA previously placed a pair of delays on the 2020 spring sports season, postponing activities until at least April 7th and May 1st, in conjunction with prior separate declarations by Pritzker. But with neighboring states such as Indiana, Iowa, and Missouri already losing their spring high school sports amid the pandemic, it seemed likely Illinois eventually would follow suit. Our thoughts right now are with all the impacted students, coaches, and communities, especially the seniors, Anderson said in the statement. It will be difficult for them to find a silver lining in all of this, but we stress that even if they don't get the chance to compete again at the high school level, they are better for having been a part of their respective high school teams. On top of this announcement, the IHSA Board of Directors also decided to suspend 2020 summer contact days unless state government and medical leaders indicate such gatherings are safe. Should such a situation transpire, IHSA officials are leaving the door open to a limited number of spring athletic events in the summertime. Once it is determined safe to return, we will provide a detailed outline to our schools on the plan for the summer contact days and possibly some kind of spring athletic events, Anderson said in the statement. Including if the number of days and dates that coaches can meet with athletes has been altered. At this point, though, all that is dependent upon the state government and medical leaders giving the go-ahead for such. Thomasboro woman found dead in car under bridge south of Dewey. A Thomasboro woman died Wednesday morning in a single-vehicle car crash about a mile south of Dewey, according to the Champaign County coroner. Coroner Dwayne Northrup said Shelley A. Hansen's, 51, was found in her car in the ravine under a bridge under construction on County Road 900 East, just south of County Road 2850 North, in Condit Township, south of Dewey. Miss Hansen's was reportedly discovered unresponsive in her vehicle by construction workers when they arrived at work that morning, Northrop said. His office was called at 6:28 a.m., and Northrop said she was pronounced dead at the scene at 7:45 a.m. The crash is under investigation by the Champaign County Sheriff's Office. For prom, it's better late than never at Armstrong High. Students, teachers, and administrators have had to adapt and adjust to the new normal created by the coronavirus pandemic, which has closed schools across the state. Remote learning has taken the place of classroom instruction. Spring sports have been put on hold. Some area schools have started projecting a little further out, making plans for graduations that might happen virtually, and canceling events like prom. Armstrong Township High School is taking a different approach for that last issue. Prom is still a go, if just a little later in the year than expected. Armstrong's prom was scheduled for May 2nd, 2 days after Governor J.B. Pritzker's current stay-at-home order is set to expire. Instead of canceling prom outright, Armstrong teachers and junior class sponsors Allison Bartlow and Margie Ashcroft have found a way to keep it going, state regulations permitting, of course, with a new date of June 27th and a new venue at Willow Barn in rural Danville. We were talking, and we just really feel it's important for us to try to have prom, Bartlow said about her discussions with Ashcroft. We have such a small school and community. We really wanted to try to make it happen. So many of the girls have already been out and purchased their dresses. We hate to take that away from them when things are so crappy as it is. The letter from Armstrong's prom committee about the postponement went out Monday. The reaction has been overwhelmingly positive from juniors and seniors. I just assumed it wasn't going to happen because I know a lot of proms in our area weren't going to happen, said Armstrong Jr. and prom committee member Reese Adkins. Just getting the email and knowing the possibility it could still happen, and there were plans in place to have it later in the year, I was pretty excited. I think that means a lot to the juniors. First of all, that's their first prom. I'm really happy for the seniors because everyone wants to go to their senior prom, she added. A lot of people have had their dresses already. What would you do with a dress if it was canceled? The change in date for Armstrong's prom necessitated the change in venue from the Linden Banquet Center in Rantoul to Willow Barn. Bartlow said Ashcraft's relationship with Willow Barn's owners helped them get a deal on the rental. We're trying to do this and make it happen as cheaply as possible, Bartlow said. We're basically paying for the power, is what it comes down to. Willow Barn's willingness to do that is imperative to our doing this as cheaply as possible. Monday is the prom committee's first meeting. It will convene in the same way classes have of late, virtually. Members will discuss if they'll stick with their original theme or switch things up, as well as ideas on how to keep costs down. That could include reusing decorations from previous proms, if possible, or using materials people already have at home. Cutting costs where possible will mean a reduced entrance fee, if possible. A lot of us, we had to still fundraise, Adkins said. The juniors pay for the seniors and ourselves. It was awesome for us to have a reduced price, especially with the hard times going on in the community right now, where people aren't able to work. Principal Darren Lotion is fully on board with the plan Bartlow and Ashcraft put together. Postponement to summer keeps some hope alive and provides something for his juniors and seniors to look forward to while so much else has changed. I think it's really good for the kids, he said. Hopefully at that time, we'll be able to have it. Chicago resident purchases Indiana Beach from Monticello. Indiana Beach has a new owner. Gene Staples, managing broker and consulting engineer at Austin Affiliates, a construction company in Chicago, has purchased the 94-year-old amusement and water park resort, it was announced Thursday. The Herald Journal has reached out to Staples for comment. No purchase price was announced. I had known about Gene's interest for quite a while, White County Commission President John Heimlich said Thursday. We're certainly happy that there was interest in keeping Indiana Beach an amusement park. Indiana Beach's social media pages hinted at a possible reopening since April 13th, when messages were posted on Twitter and Facebook teasing the possibility. The White County commissioners kept mum when asked about the postings as recently as last week, with Heimlich responding via email, I don't have anything new to report today. Apex Parks Group, Indiana Beach's former owners, abruptly announced February 18th that it was closing the park because of financial reasons. State and local officials had worked since then toward locating a potential buyer. Supporters of Indiana Beach began an online petition to save the park, then staged a rally February 29th in hopes it would persuade the owners to either keep it open or ramp up the search for a new owner. Less than a month after the closure, the White County Commission and White County Council passed a resolution to offer up to $3 million in incentives for any potential buyer. On March 31st, the Commission and Council, with the help of attorneys, established a revolving fund into which the $3 million will be shifted, a move that was required according to Indiana law. On April 8th, Apex Parks Group filed for Chapter 11 protection with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Wilmington, Delaware. "At least we don't have to pretend anymore," Heimlich said Thursday of the sale. "We knew about the purchase right before the Apex bankruptcy filing." Heimlich maintained throughout the process that the commissioners would not be involved in making the purchase announcement because it involves private entities. According to his LinkedIn profile, Staples has business degrees from Triton College and St. Leo University. He also spent time in communications and aviation in the Navy from 91 to 95. Heimlich said the county's agreement to provide $3 million from its revolving fund has not been finalized. Staples made the purchase before the bankruptcy, but our loan agreement still has a couple of details to work out, Heimlich said. We hope that will be done soon. Thursday's coronavirus updates. Stay-at-home order extended through May. Changes include reopening Kickapoo and mandatory masks. Illinois stay-at-home order will be extended another month through May 30th with some modifications, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced Thursday afternoon. "I know we all want our lives back," Pritzker said. "If I could make that happen, I would. We need to keep going a little while longer to finish the job." Under a new and modified executive order that will take effect on May 1st, Illinoisans will be required to wear a face covering or a mask when in public indoor places, including stores, and in all public places where a 6-foot social distance can't be maintained. This new requirement applies to all individuals over the age of 2 who are able to medically tolerate a face covering or a mask, the order states. It's among several changes to the current order. Others: golf will be permitted under strict safety guidelines provided by the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, and when ensuring that social distancing is followed. State parks will begin a phased reopening under guidance from the Department of Natural Resources. In East Central Illinois, 4 parks will reopen on May 1st: the Clinton Lake State Recreation Area, Eagle Creek State Park, Kickapoo State Park, and Wolf Creek State Park. Fishing and boating in groups of no more than 2 people will be permitted. Non-essential retail stores can reopen to fulfill telephone and online orders through pickup outside the store and delivery. Businesses and manufacturers deemed essential will be required to provide face coverings to all employees who are not able to maintain 6 feet of social distancing, as well as follow new requirements that maximize social distancing and prioritize the well-being of employees and customers. This will include occupancy limits for essential businesses and precautions such as staggering shifts and operating only essential lines for manufacturers, the order states. Greenhouses, garden centers, and nurseries may reopen as essential businesses. These stores must follow social distancing requirements and must require that employees and customers wear a face covering, the order states. Animal grooming services will be allowed to reopen. The Illinois Department of Public Health will issue guidance to surge centers and hospitals to allow for certain elective surgeries for non-life-threatening conditions starting on May 1st. Facilities will need to meet specific criteria, including proper PPE, ensuring enough overall space for COVID-19 patients remains available, and testing of elective surgery patients to ensure COVID-19 negative status, the order states. In conjunction with this afternoon's announcement, Pritzker released modeling put together by top academic institutions, including the University of Illinois, that predicts the course of coronavirus in the state over the coming months. On our current trajectory, the state is projected to see a peak or plateau of deaths per day between late April and early May, the Illinois Department of Public Health said in a statement. If the stay-at-home order were lifted this week, the model projects a second wave of the outbreak in Illinois starting in May, which would claim tens of thousands of lives and greatly exceed the state's hospital capacity. Also during today's briefing in Chicago, IDPH announced 1,826 new cases of COVID-19 in Illinois, including 123 additional deaths. The fatalities include a Champaign County case announced locally on Wednesday involving a man in his 90s with underlying health conditions. The state totals climbed to 36,934 cases in 96 of Illinois' 102 counties and 1,688 deaths. We'll turn now to the death notices for the week. Bill Busing, 90, of Rantoul, passed away April 15th at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center, Urbana. He will be buried beside his wife at Eden Park Cemetery, Rantoul, in a private family service. The family will be having a celebration of life at a later date. Lux Memorial Chapel, Rantoul, is handling the arrangements. Helen Rising Shosick, 89, formerly of rural Piper City, Illinois, died April 20th in Apostolic Christian Highland Oaks Nursing Home, Elgin, Illinois, following a short illness. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, a private family service will be held with burial in Calvary Cemetery, Piper City, Illinois. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Alzheimer's Association. Knapp Redinius Funeral Home assisted the family. This concludes the reading of the death notices for the week. We'll return and finish with some local news. Coronavirus update. Area school officials react to suspension of classes for remainder of year. There was little joy among area school administrators Friday afternoon. "It takes a piece of your heart away," said one. "It leaves a raw emotional feeling," said another. Despite the news earlier in the day that it would be coming, it was a difficult announcement for educators to hear when Governor J.B. Pritzker said he had decided to cancel the remainder of in-class learning for the rest of the school year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Many students likely felt the same way. Pritzker said remote learning will continue through the end of the school year. "I've said time and time again, our decisions must follow the science. And the science says our students can't go back to their normal routine this school year," Pritzker said. The announcement came the same day the Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,842 new cases of novel coronavirus disease, or COVID-19, in Illinois, including 62 additional deaths. The new cases were the most in a single day in the state. Following are the responses of area educators. Michelle Ramage, Superintendent, Rantoul City Schools. "While this was anticipated and we absolutely support the reasons and need for continued closure, it certainly leaves a raw emotional feeling that is indescribable. It's hard to describe the mix of emotions. There is extreme sadness in my heart, sadness for students and teachers and their love for each other. There will be no hugs or goodbyes in a long summer until we see them again. There is bittersweet relief in knowing what the plan is in advance this time, rather than a day or two before a deadline. And there is anguish knowing how much our students and staff miss each other and can't do anything about providing that in-person connection that we all need and miss so much. It will be a long summer. We will be together again. There is a reason for this. It saves lives, and that is most important of all." From Vic White, Superintendent, Prairie View, Ogden. "I am disappointed to see schools close for the rest of the year. I understand that safety has to be your first priority. There is no closure for students, teachers, staff, and administration. I am extremely sad for the eighth graders, seniors, no prom, too, no graduation, and retiring employees. Since I am one of those retiring employees, I feel that I will not have any closure with the students, parents, employees, and community members. This is not the way I wanted to retire after 24 years. As superintendent of Prairie View, Ogden, and PVO, and 33 years as an educator. From Scott Amerio, Superintendent Rantoul Township High School, in a letter sent to parents and guardians. I hope this message finds you and your families safe and well. Today, Illinois Governor J. Bree Pritzker announced that remote learning in Illinois will be extended through the end of the 2019-20 school year. Although in-person learning has been suspended for the remainder of the year, at Rantoul Township High School District, I assure you, our entire staff remains committed to learning and engaging with all students through remote learning, as well as continuing with our food distribution program. Like you, we are saddened by the reality that our school community will not be able to reconvene in person this school year due to this public health crisis. So many of you have worked so hard to learn and grow in both the classroom and in extracurricular activities that today's announcement may feel like a step back. However, the final chapter of this school year hasn't been written yet. These past few weeks have proven our school community is more resilient, more capable, and more compassionate than maybe what we previously realized. I'm confident our collective strength will shine through during the remainder of the school year, and we will emerge even stronger. Having said that, today's announcement will result in significant and multiple scheduling changes in our district. As this announcement about the end of the school year was just made by Governor Pritzker this afternoon, it will take us a few days to sort out the many schedule details that are on the books, including spring concerts, award nights, graduation. Please be patient as we work as a district to get information to you in the next several weeks. Seniors, we have heard from you that the most important part of the graduation ceremony is for you to be able to walk across that stage and receive your diploma. We understand that for those of you who have worked so hard and looked forward to that moment, this is a huge milestone. I can assure you that we will make that happen for you this year. We do not yet know what it will look like, as we have to work with our public health officials to make sure that whatever we plan is safe for everyone involved. But let me say it again, we will make sure that you get to walk across that stage and receive your diploma. I know that this is not the school year that any of us imagined, but I want to thank you for your patience and understanding as we have dealt with this unprecedented situation together. This period of remote learning offers us new ways to learn and grow, and out of this pandemic we will emerge stronger. Plans will be underway soon for the return to in-person learning next school year. It's important we continue to work together and support our students. I can't thank you enough for all that you are doing, as well as we all work together through this. For additional remarks from Bill Mulvaney, Superintendent Armstrong Township High School, Bonnie MacArthur, Superintendent Thomasboro Grade School, and Jay Smith, Superintendent Principal Gifford Grade School, please see the in-print version of the Rantoul Press. The print version also includes remarks from Barbara Thompson, Superintendent Fisher School District. This has been Tamara reading the Rantoul Press. I hope to read with you again soon. Be safe, be well.